This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The next step in computer technology is hitting the market. Today in Silicon Valley, the chipmaker Advanced Micro Devices, or AMD, is unveiling a pair of 64-bit chips, the first of their kind in the PC market. AMD is known for its Athlon products. Apple Computer started selling a 64-bit Mac earlier this year. The new chips are designed to handle much larger amounts of data than the 32-bit chips in most of our computers now. Joining us now to talk about what this means for everyday computer users is Boston Globe technology reporter Hiawatha Bray. Hiawatha, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
What's all the hype over this 64-bit chip, and is it warranted?
The answer is yes and maybe. Basically, it boils down to this. Right now, will it make much of a difference in the ordinary computer user's life? Not right away, because right now, hardly any desktop applications of the kind that ordinary people use can tell the difference. They won't use 64-bit technology, they'll only use 32-bit technology. Why this really matters in the short run is because this is really about the question, are we going to have one major maker of chips on the PC market, or are we going to have two? AMD is in trouble. They've been losing hundreds of millions of dollars. Intel is just slapping them around. They dominate this industry. And if AMD can't get back into the game, we're going to find ourselves in microprocessors in the same position we're in with software, where Microsoft has total domination and it's basically Microsoft or bust. We don't want to be there when it comes to chips, and AMD's 64-bit technology may be the answer to keeping them in the game. Right now, and this is important, Intel does not have a desktop 64-bit chip. They make a 64-bit chip that's only for use in heavy-duty server applications for business.
So who will reap the most benefits from these new chips? I understand the 64-bit capability really enhances a gaming experience.
It will eventually. There are going to be a whole torrent of 64-bit applications that will run better and faster. They'll be for things like gaming, also for multimedia applications, people who do video at home. 64-bit should make a huge difference when you're doing video processing. Microsoft, by the end of the year, is going to have a version of Windows specifically to work with the new AMD 64-bit chip. That's vital. It has to happen in order for this chip to catch on. The fact that it is happening means that Athlon really does have a fighting chance.
So for now, a few key questions. How soon can one get this 64-bit chip, and do you have to buy a new computer to access this new technology?
Well, the chips are going to be available immediately, so within a few weeks, you should start to see them appearing in stores. Yeah, you basically are going to need a new computer to take advantage of this technology. It's not going to be something you can just plug into the motherboard of an existing machine. This is something that's going to require a major upgrade.
And the cost?
Oh, well, they're looking at putting these in computers ranging in price from $1,500 to $2,000. That is, by today's standards, relatively expensive for a computer, but obviously these are going to be marketed as high-performance machines.
With these major upgrades and this new technology for the everyday computer user, it almost feels, Hiawatha, that you're chasing a train that you never really catch.
You never will. I mean, you have to remember, I call it Hiawatha's Law. If it's on the shelf at your local computer store, it's already obsolete.
Hiawatha, thanks for speaking to us.
Thank you.
And making us all feel like technological dinosaurs.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad.
Hiawatha Bray is the technology reporter for the Boston Globe.